Pennsylvania's top law enforcement official, Attorney General Kathleen Kane, faces criminal charges and calls for her resignation. Kane says she's staying put and plans to prove her innocence. WHYY's Dave Davies reports on the charges announced today by Montgomery County District Attorney Risa Vetri Furman.
This is a sad day for the citizens of Pennsylvania, and it's a sad day for all of us in law enforcement.
Sad, but not exactly unexpected. Kathleen Kane's been mired in controversy for more than a year, and the allegations that led to criminal charges became public in April when a grand jury report recommended charges against her. Kane's accused of abusing her office for political benefit and treating confidential investigative material as fodder to embarrass someone in a public relations battle. It goes back to a March 2014 Philadelphia Inquirer story about a corruption investigation Kane chose not to pursue. DA Risa Vetri Furman says Kane was embarrassed by the story and decided to do something about it.
To secretly leak confidential investigative information and secret grand jury materials directly to political operatives in the hopes of embarrassing and harming former state prosecutors whom she believed, without evidence, had made her look bad.
Authorities say Kane reached back to another five-year-old investigation conducted by the prosecutor she was mad at and leaked information suggesting they'd failed to aggressively pursue a corruption case. The charging documents name the political operative that got a packet from Kane's office, Joshua Morrow, and the reporter he delivered it to, Chris Brennan of the Daily News. Furman says the evidence shows Kane was directly involved in the leak, and when a grand jury was called to look into it,
she lied repeatedly about her own actions, about the law, and about other matters simply to support her version of events.
So Kane is charged with conspiracy, obstructing the administration of law, perjury, and other offenses. Kane released a brief statement saying only that she's innocent and will stay in office and fight the charges. But earlier this year, Lanny Davis, a Washington attorney and self-described crisis manager who served as special counsel to President Clinton, made a more aggressive and specific case to reporters on Kane's behalf. He said Kane was being railroaded in the investigation.
This railroad train seems to me to be driven by some men with grudges, men who are bitter and angry at being exposed and professionally embarrassed.
Davis didn't name the men, but noted that Kane is the first woman and first Democrat elected to her post, and that the judge who appointed a special prosecutor to look into the leak and the prosecutor himself are both Republican men. Davis says Kane did okay the release of one document to a reporter, but he said it was not covered by confidentiality laws. He says she knows nothing about a second document the reporter received and reported on in the same story. The DA says the investigation shows she's wrong on both counts. Kane is the second statewide Democratic official in Pennsylvania to be charged with a crime this year. State Treasurer Rob McCord resigned in January after facing federal corruption charges. When asked if Kane should resign, Mayor Michael Nutter said every public official in a jam has to make his or her own decision, but he noted that the stakes are different for a ranking official in law enforcement.
There is an even greater need for the Attorney General to seriously contemplate her ability to represent the citizens of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania under these circumstances. I believe that public confidence is more important than personal position.
Governor Tom Wolf has called for Kane to step down. The lack of political support within her own party is striking, since Kane was seen as a rising star when she was elected in 2012. Dave Davies, WHYY News.